Hello, beautiful listeners. Welcome to the Pink Moon Podcast. This is your hostess, Somni Rose. I am an ASM artist producing quiet entertainment. In this space, I narrate stories which are accompanied by pink and white noise and gentle sounds. Welcome. That is correct. Welcome, welcome, welcome. On today's episode, I am announcing some changes for this podcast. I am kicking off a new series, which is called Mini Moon. I will explain a little further what this is about, but first things first, let's create a relaxing atmosphere by just inhaling and exhaling deeply. That's right. Inhale. Exhale. This is your space, so just relax, take your time. Let's do that one more time. Inhale. Exhale. And repeat as necessary. It makes a huge difference. Huge difference. We're always rushing. We're always busy doing things, trying to complete our tasks. And if we just take a moment to inhale and exhale deeply, it helps to relax the muscles, sort of reset the brain, give it that extra boost to help us remember where we were. Like, what was I doing? Oh yes, that's what I was supposed to do. It's very helpful. So welcome, my friends. Welcome, beautiful listeners. So I think our muscles are a little more relaxed. So let's begin and check off the items on today's itinerary. Number one, moving forward, all new episodes will not be followed by a commentary. I might say a few words here and there about the story, but I will not include a full commentary because instead, number two, I will read your comments and feedback about previous episodes on the Mini Moon series. That's right. Mini Moon is not a fully produced episode like the previous ones. It will be a space where you and I can have a conversation. It's a place where we can digest thoughts. I love doing that. I don't know if you do that. When you watch a movie or a TV show or something on Netflix, and it's something that you really enjoy, do you not ever get the need to discuss it with someone else? It's like you need to digest. So I feel that we need that for the podcast, and that's what the Mini Moon is all about. It's more or less like your speaker's corner, I think. I don't know if that's a great comparison. I hope it is. But I want to hear from you. I would like you to voice your opinion. It's also a way of me to get to know you. As I mentioned previously in other episodes, I started my online presence on YouTube and I know my audience very well. But when it comes to podcast, it's a completely different world. It's a different format, and I want to get to know you because some of you are discovering my work through podcast and not YouTube. So it's a new crowd. I would like to get to know you. Number three, because I know that some of you are shy, I will from now on withhold your name. I know that in previous episodes, I've encouraged you to tell me how you would like me to address you. whenever you've sent me messages, because I tend to read them on episodes, but I don't want to stress you out. With some listeners, they've told me, oh, I'm not sure what to call myself, etc. So I don't want to put pressure, because this podcast is about relaxation. So moving forward, all names will be withheld. You will be just called Beautiful Listener. Unless, number four, you are a VIP at Patreon. So they are the ones who make this podcast possible. And one of the things I've noticed in other programs, be it on YouTube, Instagram, you name it, I've noticed that the creators, they really enjoy reading the names of their Patreons at the end of a show, at the end of an episode. So I would like to do the same for this podcast. So any new members that become VIPs on Patreon, I will say your name at the end of future episodes. If you already are a VIP, you are welcome. And I mentioned this already there on that platform. You're welcome to add your name and I will read it. So a reminder as well, number five, that you can send your comments, messages through these channels. My website, somnireze.com. If you prefer email, it is thepinkmoonpodcast@gmail.com. Also, my social media handles like Instagram, Twitter, and I'm even on TikTok. So write a comment there. I also keep meaning to mention that if you send me an email, don't worry about it, because I am not collecting email addresses. That email address is strictly for this podcast. I do have a newsletter that I am working on. And if you want to sign up for that, you do that through my website. All the information is there. So those are two completely different things. So if you send me an email at thepinkmoonpodcast@gmail.com, you are not signed up automatically to anything. Not at all. And I do not sell my email list. I don't do that. That information is private. Speaking of newsletters, that brings me to item number six. There is a project of mine that is currently in the works. It is huge. It is huge. And I cannot wait to officially release it. And I'll be asking my VIPs on Patreons and anyone who is subscribed to my newsletter, I will contact them and ask if they want to participate, because this is exclusive. You will have the opportunity. Here's a hint. You will have the opportunity to appear in one of my YouTube videos that is it is related to this project. All the details will be released on the newsletter when the project is ready. So get going. Come visit my website, somnirose.com. Go to the About page, and at the bottom, you will find the form to sign up to my newsletter. I repeat, this project will be officially announced through the newsletter. Not social media, not the podcast, not anywhere else. It's so exciting. It's really hard to create this relaxing mini moon episode and containing my excitement. It's hard. But moving along through the itinerary. Number seven, last but definitely not least. If this podcast brings any value to your life, please write me a 5-star review on Apple or on whatever platform that allows you to write reviews. The reason I ask for this is because the reviews, not only does it help boost the podcast so that it can get discovered by other listeners, it also increases the chances of getting sponsors or to get more authors to collaborate with me. Because the reviews, they really help establish a presence on the podcast platform. So when they see the engagement and all that, it really helps my credibility. So I'm going to be a little more transparent with you, and I think I might be, I hope you are okay with me talking about this. I reached out to many authors asking for their permission to read their stories. Unfortunately, many times I don't hear from them. I'm not throwing any shade at them. No, nothing like that. People are busy and they answer when they can. I am a content creator and I am protective of my work as well. Any creator has the right to say yes or no to a collaboration. And as a creator, I think you are more inclined to collaborate with someone who is more established. And that's what I'm trying to do in the podcast world and more. So again, I'm not throwing shade at them. The thing is, I come across many wonderful articles on the internet, and I think that they would really fit the Pink Moon podcast. And so I always connect with the authors. Some of the authors actually do not have a contact handle. You see their names, they have no website, no social media presence, no email address. So they're very elusive. So it's like, okay, there's no way for me to contact this person. So it just makes it a little more challenging sometimes. And that's the other purpose of the Mini Moon series. Because while I'm working on a fully produced episode, the Mini Moon can be about anything. It can be about reading your comments, talking about the weather. It buys me time. It buys me time while I hear back from an author, or if I'm writing a story, it buys me time to get all those things together for a fully produced episode. So, I hope I made myself clear. I try my best to be as clear and as concise as possible. And if you're still listening, thank you so much for sticking around through the itinerary. And now, for the moment you've been waiting for. So, I'm going to be reading the comments about the red lipstick. On the previous episode, I had read the story, Honey, Red Lipstick Must Be Earned by Jackie O'Hyan. And I had mentioned that I had a poll on Instagram and that a lot of people gave me their feedback about red lipstick. So here I am sharing the results. It's really exciting. So I asked my Instagram followers, do you own a tube of red lipstick? 79% said yes. 21% said no. But here's where it gets really interesting. Because I asked, do you wear it? 63% said yes. 37% said no. So that's really interesting because it's like there's that impulse to buy it, right? You want to wear it. But then the moment that you have it, things change. So then I asked, are you scared to wear it? 33% said yes, but 67% said no. So there could be other reasons as to why they're not wearing it. So when I asked for additional comments, well, we can find some of the answers there. I had asked my Instagram followers to provide additional comments about the red lipstick. Also, I want to mention that because I have followers from all over the world, sometimes they send me messages in different languages, and sometimes I can translate them. But the majority of these were in English, and in Spanish. And I like to explain that because some of the comments, they might not make sense to some people, and it's because it all depends on the culture. So if there's any explanation required, I will provide that to the best of my abilities. I'm not just a, you know, interpreter, quasi-interpreter. Sometimes I think I am a cultural interpreter. Some days. That's what happens when you work in customer service. You learn to read people. Okay, so let's jump into the comments. Love it. I wish it was seen as more gender neutral in society. Red lipstick for everyone. That is very interesting. I never thought of that. That, yes, red lipstick is seen more as feminine. It's more for women. I never thought of that. I thought that comment was very interesting. What do you think? Red lipstick can make any basic look, or even if you're not wearing makeup, it makes it look like wow. I feel that red lipstick is too attention grabber, and I don't like to attract attention. I love red lipstick, but I rarely use it. I only use it when I go out somewhere nice. Bold, daring, beautiful, and mysterious. The moment you put it on, you look automatically put together. I adore it when I see it on others. But when I see it on myself, I'm not so sure anymore. I am so fair skin that I don't think it looks good. It doesn't look good on me the way it did when I was younger. Brings out my confidence. I am very fair skin. Very, very. And when I use red lipstick, it takes away that paleness. Okay, so this one, I translated it from Spanish to English. Paleness, when you say it in Spanish, it's talking about, well, I guess it could be the same in English, but when they say paleness, they mean like you don't look healthy, because depending on the light, right, you know, the light of a building, the sunlight, it just makes your skin look different sometimes. So when she says, yes, I am very, very, very fair skin, very light. And when I use the red lipstick, it takes away the paleness. I'm pretty sure she's talking about that I look unhealthy. So the red lipstick brings out healthy features on the skin. The bright color, like honestly, I've even noticed it on myself. Without it, I have pale cheeks, but the moment I put on the red lipstick, I look healthy. I look like I just had a full meal. I had some, you know, healthy juice, and I had 8 hours of sleep. It's a game changer. So this is really interesting. When it comes to makeup, it's incredible how it can change your look. It can enhance it. It's so much fun. Oh, and I just remembered, I have seen some people use red lipstick as a type of concealer, especially with women with very, very fair skin, very around the eyes. They have some kind of like bluish or green, especially green. And I don't know what causes this, if it's the lack of sleep, food sensitivities, I'm not sure, I don't know. But when you have this green undertone beneath your fair skin, when you apply a little bit of red lipstick on those areas, it neutralizes the green. And then on top of the red lipstick, you can apply your foundation. So I know that some Some people and some makeup artists, they have used the red lipstick as some type of a concealer to neutralize the green, bluish tones that are found in the eye area. But it's not the same red lipstick that you put on your lips, or at least just you have to be hygienic about it. So yeah, I can see why when she says the moment she puts on the red lipstick, she doesn't look pale. She looks healthy. So very interesting. Okay, let's continue. Red lipstick is the only color that looks good on me. Pinks make my teeth look yellow, and I love red. I love it. But I don't think I have found the perfect red lipstick for me. My lips are too small, and it comes off too fast. This is really interesting. I wonder if red lip gloss would work better. See, because that's the amazing thing about makeup, that you have lipsticks, tinted lip balm, lip glosses. Like, there's different ways that you can wear red on your lips. Next comment. It's a color that you cannot wear every day. It is amazing for special occasions. It's difficult to find the right shade, undertone, but once you do, hello confidence. I think that when you wear it, when you're not feeling sure of yourself, it boosts your self-esteem. It empowers me. I have it, I wear it, but I think other colors look better on me, such as purple. So this is another comment that I translated from Spanish to English. So when they're saying purple, it could mean different, like a different shade of purple. It doesn't necessarily mean like the ones that you see on eyeshadows. It could be a deep shade of purple. It's still a bold color, nevertheless. Let's see, next comment. The color lifts up your spirits, but now that we have to wear face masks, it's really difficult to use it. Oh yes, I can the whole world can relate to this. I actually have a little story to tell you. When we started wearing face masks, because out of habit, I would put on lipstick. And I asked one of my friends, hey, what do you think of this shade? Does it look good? Because it was a new one that I was trying. And then my friend said, but no one's going to see it. You have to wear the face mask. So me, being the person that I am, I bought a face mask that has a lipstick on the front. I actually bought two. So one is a hot pink and the other one is a red lipstick. So yeah, I may not be able to wear lipstick under the face mask, but at least it's on the outside of it. Hey, you just have to manage. Yeah, you just have to get creative. And I'm so thankful that other people are thinking of the same thing and they made that face mask. However, I've heard other people say that they're using, what's it called? I forget, but it's the kind of lipstick that doesn't come off. So when you wear it under the face mask, the lipstick is not transferring onto the cloth. Hey, whatever works. Next one. Dark red lipsticks are perfect. I think it's a beautiful color that suits every skin tone. I think it's a beautiful color in that it reflects strength and beauty. It is indispensable. It is so empowering that it takes your look from 0 to 100. Sexy color. Next one. It has to be the right shade of red with the proper undertones. Otherwise, teeth look yellow. See, someone else mentioned the same thing. And now for the last comment. And it says, it is the most beautiful color 1,000 times over. Well, someone's passionate about the red lipstick, just like me. So there you have it. Those were the comments about our beautiful, beautiful makeup staple. I hope you have enjoyed that. So I guess that is it. That is it for this episode. And I want to give you a little hint about next episode. So I have written an original story. I cannot wait to share it with you. I really, really hope that you like it. So that one is in the works. It's really special to me. All my stories are special, but this one, I don't know. You'll see. We'll talk about it on the next episode. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for sticking around for that story. If you are a VIP over at Patreon, you will get early access. So stay tuned for details. So again, beautiful listeners, that concludes today's mini moon. As always, I am now opening the floor to you. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts about today's mini moon. My social media handle is SomniRosé, or you can send me an email at thepinkmoonpodcast@gmail.com. Is there a story you'd like me to read? Great. Send me the link. If it's in the public domain, I can read it. If not, I'll connect with the author and see if permission will be granted. So thank you so much for listening to the Pink Moon Podcast. Sending you love and light. Ciao.